Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. Donald Trump says he's honoured to have secured the support of enough Republican delegates to win the party's nomination for the US presidency at its convention in July. The Associated Press news agency and NBC News calculated that he now had the backing of more than 1,237 delegates. His likely rival in November's election, Hillary Clinton, accused Mr. Trump of insulting the United States' closest allies. But Mr. Trump said he would restore U.S. democracy.
The choice in November is a choice between a Clinton agenda that puts donors first or an agenda that puts America first. My agenda. America first always. It's a choice between a Clinton government of, by, and for the powerful, and a return to government of, by, and for the people.
The few civilians who've managed to escape the besieged Iraqi city of Fallujah have described dire humanitarian conditions there. Up to 50,000 people are trapped as government forces prepare an offensive to recapture the area from Islamic State militants. Becky Bakar Abdullah from the Norwegian Refugee Council met some of those who'd managed to leave the city.
They've been telling me that they've survived on dry dates that they've distributed among each other and water from the river. They've been telling me that there's no electricity, there's no fuel, and there's no proper food to get anywhere. One woman I spoke to also told me that there have been cases of people committing suicide rather than starving to death.
The South African Parliament has approved an amended bill that would allow the government to expropriate land in the public interest. The governing parties at the passing of the bill heralded a new era of intensified land redistribution. Milton Nkosi reports from Johannesburg.
The governing African National Congress reacted by saying the bill, once it becomes law, will speed up plans to redistribute land which remains predominantly in white hands 2 decades after the end of apartheid. The opposition Democratic Alliance opposed the bill, but it will not be implemented until President Jacob Zuma signs it into law, and that could be weeks or months away.
Health officials in the United States say a superbug resistant to all known antibiotics has been found in the country for the first time. The case involves a middle-aged woman infected with a strain of the E. coli virus that's resistant to colistin, an antibiotic of last resort. America's most senior public health official, Thomas Frieden, said the end of the road for antibiotics was not very far away. The superbug has already been found elsewhere. BBC News. Britain has said it will send a Royal Navy warship to Libya to help support and train the Coast Guard to stop people trafficking across the Mediterranean. Officials said they would also seek United Nations approval for the ship to seize boats smuggling arms to the Islamic State group. Earlier, several dozen migrants were feared to have drowned when their overcrowded boat capsized off the Libyan coast. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the British Parliament has called on the government to explain reports about the presence of British special forces in Libya. Crispin Blunt's comments came after the Times newspaper published eyewitness accounts of British special forces helping Libyan militias halt an advance by the Islamic State group. Mr. Blunt told the BBC that it was impossible to keep such missions secret over a long period of time.
The definition of special forces is somewhat elastic. So we've got this convention where nobody talks about special forces operations. So you've got the poor old Defence Secretary stuck in an Alice in Wonderland position, denying there are British troops on the ground in Libya, when it's now being reported on the front page of the Times that there are. And that's what happens if you have a long-standing special forces operation that's been running for many months. At some point, it is going to cease to be completely overt.
A candlelit vigil has been held in Cairo for the 66 passengers and crew killed last week when an Egypt airplane crashed into the Mediterranean. Clutching bouquets of flowers and Egyptian flags, about 500 people assembled at Cairo's Opera House to observe a minute's silence. Google has won a major legal victory in the United States. A jury in San Francisco has unanimously upheld its right to use Java software in its Android operating system, which powers 80% of the world's mobile devices, without having to pay for it. Oracle, which owns Java, had argued that Google had infringed its copyright. BBC News.